Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, if you follow the news, you'll see that all over the country, localities are legalizing either the medical use of marijuana or they are decriminalizing marijuana. So marijuana is becoming more and more and more popular because it's legal in more and more places. Well, there's a story that I was reading about something very serious that could happen. It seems to be obvious. But it says that smoking trendy hookah water pipes could spread tuberculosis. So people who use the same water pipe, you know, they sit around and they smoke dope and to leave the planet for a little while until they return, they are predisposed now to getting tuberculosis because of the contamination on the tips of the water pipes. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Breathing in the same room with a person who's got any known infectious disease can spread it. Obviously, drinking, smoking, sniffing, touching, kissing, all of those things spread disease.
Okay, so if you look at some of the video information on movies and video series that you can watch on DVDs or Netflix or whatever, you'll start to see more and more, if you pay attention to this, you'll see more and more people are shown drinking from the same glass. Someone will say, "Hey, why don't you try this?" And the other person will take a sip of it and go, "No, I don't really like it." And then the first person will drink it, or they'll see an unfinished drink that was left by one person, another person will drink it. So they're kind of saying, "This is good. I mean, it's okay. You know, don't be concerned. Just, you know, have at it." Dr. Shealy, would you consider drinking from the same glass or cup from someone you hardly know? Would you consider it?
No, I would do it only with my spouse, not even with my kids.
There you go. Yeah, because some people kiss their dogs.
Yes, I agree. I also avoid that one. You don't know how long it's been since your dog was sniffing manure.
Right. Right. So then that brings us to something that used to be trendy. I don't know if it is anymore because I hardly go to restaurants. But the food bar or those restaurants that, you know, you walk down the selection of, you know, salads and so forth. What are your thoughts about, do you think that they are risky? Is that risky behavior going to a restaurant that, you know, all you can eat and just, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a restaurant is risky, in my opinion. My favorite statement for the last 40 years is, I'd rather cook for 30 people than go out to eat.
I agree with you. Well, there's an article that I've been reading about the sign of the times, and this is in Europe, London actually, and what they're finding is that 3 out of 4 people aren't friends with their neighbors. Now, it's not like where you live, Dr. Shealy, where you are miles from your nearest neighbor, or where we live, we're a mile at least from our nearest neighbor, maybe more. This is where people live in row houses. So there's like a building that is diced up into separate, almost like apartments, but sometimes you might call them townhouses, but the whole block is like one building, but separated by firewall, brick firewalls. And those people who live in this environment in London, 3 out of 4 of them don't know their neighbors and don't talk to their neighbors and have no sense of what's called community spirit or village spirit. And I think that that is probably quite accurate because people are just unaware. They're zoned out. And I know that when I lived on the East Coast, I knew all of our neighbors. I knew the ones to the left, to the right, and across the road, and diagonally. I knew them all. But that's because we made the effort to meet them. And they weren't really close. I mean, they were 1/4 mile away. The closest one was 1/4 mile away. But I know that people appear to be so busy that they don't engage their neighbors. What do you think of this trend, Dr. Shealy? Is this a concern to you, or do you think this is normal?
Well, I think it's part of today's society. I mean, when I grew up, the small bit of time when we lived in a little town, our houses were not more than 50 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you could not know your neighbor.
Right, right.
And fortunately, depending upon which side was left or right of our house, were a family with 3 kids who were friends of mine. On the other side, there were no kids in the house. But I knew everybody on the whole block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was normal. And parents would look out for the other parents' children. They knew who they were. They knew what they looked like. The children knew their neighbors. They knew that they could go over to the Jones house or the Smith's house, you know, if they needed something or there was an emergency. That was the way it was. But it's not like that anymore. It's so bad, at least in my opinion today, that, not only don't we talk to each other, we are turning our backs on the homeless. And there's a church in Ohio, in the city of Cleveland. It's called the Denison Avenue United Church of Christ. And they have been allowing people who are homeless to sleep on their property. The city of Cleveland, the mayor's office, has sent them, posted on their door, a cease order saying that you will lose your tax-exempt status if you continue to allow homeless people to sleep on the church property. Can you imagine that? That's where we are. Now, these aren't people that are pooping on the sidewalk. These are people who are camping out on the church's property. I kind of thought churches were to help people who were in serious need. Isn't that one of the missions? Isn't that what we've all come to understand?
But you're asking government to be sane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think government is sane, period. It's mm-hmm. insanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to the city of Cleveland, Ohio's website, and the mayor is named, his last name is Jackson, and I'm going to call him after the broadcast and ask him if he'd like to come on the air and talk about this, how it's beneficial.
One of the things I love most about you, you're willing to invite the infidels.
Well, I sent an email to the church, and I said who I was, who we are here at USA Prepares, and I said that we've been involved in things like this before, and if they'd like to come on the air and discuss it, you know, for an hour, we're all for it. And I haven't heard back, but that was yesterday when I sent them this email. But the mayor, you know, if you look at all these wonderful things he's doing, he's announces city outdoor pools, you know, was open for the summer. I mean, that's really important. So that you can go swim, but if you're homeless, get out of town. I find that government has caused so many problems. They're closing businesses. You look at the cities around the country. People don't have jobs, and why is that? Because we've allowed them to go to China, we've allowed them to go to Japan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Mexico. Heck, the Clintons were really big on, hey, we don't want to do it here, let them do it. So we've lost these jobs, and now we're paying for it because young people have nothing to look forward to. You know, it used to be that if you wanted to, you could quit high school and go work at the factory down the block.
Well, but those factories are as simple as I can. I don't believe that we should outsource anything that can be made in this country. Period.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Last night I installed a set of headlights on my old Chevy truck, and I bought them on eBay. They came delivered by Federal Express, and I put them on. And what they are, they're Chinese. Now, if you look at them, initially they look great, but they're substandard in every respect. And I contacted the seller, and I said that these headlights are thinner, and the dimensions are wrong, so that if you install them and you tap them on the side, they fall out. They are not held in place properly by these spring clips. And I said, what do you want to do about it? And so the guy can pay for shipping back. He can refund my money. I said, now I can fix them. I can glue them in place. But they were never meant to be glued in place. They were meant to be replaced. If you have an accident, you know, and your headlights are smashed, you just push these spring clips and they pop out. But they don't pop out by, you know, hitting a bump or a little, you know, dip in the road. But these will, because they're substandard. And so our landfills are being filled up with this Chinese junk. Now, not all things made in China are junk, but a lot of it is. And we are putting up with it. And that is what I was talking about with increasing my level of intolerance. I will fight back. And so how would I review this product on eBay? You know, what do you think? How was this transaction? Well, they arrived quickly, but they're useless. So how important is something that arrives quickly, but is substandard and useless? So we're losing our minds. We are smoking dope to, you know, escape reality, but when we come back, it's worse than it was before. We're throwing people out of churches who are homeless. Now, where are they supposed to go? Why are we doing this? We don't know our neighbors, and not only that, but colleges are tracking students' attendance with their cell phones. Now, we've warned that this could happen for years. So there are a number, 40 universities and schools have begun using tracking technology to monitor whether students are in class or not. Now, I thought that's what tests were for. I thought tests were to figure out whether you knew the information. Well, now students are getting points for showing up. Now, if you don't show up, you don't get those points. Dr. Shealy, what would the internship be like if the interns were graded on attendance rather than knowing the material? What would that be like?
Hell.
Yeah. So one of the universities doing this is Syracuse.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist. specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we've talked about the craziness of some of the technology for years, and one of the things that I've been very concerned about is these self-driving vehicles like Teslas. And yet, you know, I see them, if I go to Sam's Club in Springfield, I see these stupid people, you know, really proud of their Teslas and these electric vehicles. Well, I'm looking at the image of a Tesla that ran into the back of a volunteer fire truck. Now, it used to be the fire trucks were red. Well, now they make them, you know, electric yellow, so you can't miss them. They've got these stripes all over them, and they've got warning lights. And so there was a crash in Cloverdale, Indiana, just a few days ago. And so this fire truck was responding to this crash, you know, put out the fire. And a Tesla vehicle drove right into the back of it and was demolished. Absolutely. The Tesla was demolished. Looked like it hit it at high speed. And so the driver had engaged autopilot. So it had been active for 13 minutes, 48 seconds, according to the information from the computer of the Tesla. So this guy was sitting behind the steering wheel, and he had autopilot on, and he left the car alone to navigate the roads, and it drove right into the back of a fire truck and hurt everybody in the vehicle. I mean, literally demolished this vehicle. I mean, they literally had to saw the top off to get the passengers out, and it looks like a pile of garbage, literally. I mean, it's like pieces everywhere. Doesn't even look like a vehicle, except you can see, you know, two wheels from the picture. Other than that, you wouldn't know it's a vehicle. You wouldn't know what it was. It looked like just trash on the street. But so we are turning over our lives to machines. And just driving in the back of a stopped vehicle is just, it's hard to fathom that. But yet we're doing that. Now, my concern is, I don't care about the people who buy these vehicles, because if they're that stupid, they deserve it. But I'm afraid that their vehicle might drive into me. That's what I'm concerned about. Any thoughts about turning technology over and reducing our ability to think, Dr. Shealy?
It sucks. I'm being kind.
Would you be surprised if I came over to your place and said, Dr. Shealy, look, can you come on outside? I want to show you this. And if I showed up in a Tesla, would you be surprised?
I'd be stunned. I think you're going to start maybe crazy.
So in the same kind of line of thinking, I just can't get over this. So in England, there's this guy who was painting. He had this ladder, and it's like a 40-foot ladder, and he's 30 feet up in the air, and it looks like he's painting his windows, okay? So he's got the ladder in the sidewalk. So it's at the extreme edge of the sidewalk so he can get the right angle so he can climb up there 30 feet. So he's up there painting his window, and a guy walks and sees the ladder on the sidewalk. Now, there's plenty of room. There's like 90% of the sidewalk left. There's hardly anybody on the sidewalk. So what does this guy do? He shakes the ladder so much that the painter 30 feet up loses his balance and falls off the ladder. That's where we are today. So the painter was 46 years old. He fell down and, he was hurt, but probably no broken bones at least discovered yet. That's what people are doing. It's out of control. There is absolutely no reason to do that. None. You know, if you don't like the ladder being on the sidewalk, well, how's that guy going to paint the window anyway? How is it possible? Is there another way?
I consider that a criminal act, personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when our son was parked, he was stopped at a traffic light in Springfield, Missouri. Because the guy in front of him stopped it for the traffic light, and the guy in front of him stopped, and then a car crashed into the back of our son who was already stopped. You know, the first thing I said was, are you okay? Uh-huh. Good. Is he okay? Uh-huh. Did you beat him up? I mean, that's what I meant. I really meant that. Because how is it possible that people are this stupid? Okay. So, we've talked about signs of the times. We've talked about colleges tracking people. Parents, how do you feel about your children being tracked by their cell phone when they're in school? How do you feel about you being tracked by your cell phone when you're shopping? How do you feel about them knowing wherever you are? We'll be right back.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strikes were successful. The pilots and aircraft returned back to base safely.
That's Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussing a U.S.-led military strike in Iraq and Syria targeting an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor.
The targets we attacked included three targets in western Iraq and two targets in eastern Syria that were either command and control facilities or weapons caches for Kitab Hezbollah.
Hundreds of people were celebrating in the streets of Muncie, New York last night, a night after a man with a machete attacked people at a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home there. About 300 people from the Light of Life Synagogue celebrated the dedication of a new Torah just blocks from the house where those five people were stabbed. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NORM. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, when you see a patient, do you ask that patient to provide written information prior to the visit so that you can scan and get an overview of how that person behaves, the habits, you know, the the likes, the dislikes.
Can you describe? Four forms that will take you at least a half hour to fill out before they.
Can we go through? Before you walk in the door, can you tell us some of the items on that form and why you have those items on the form? What are you asking, and what does that tell you?
Well, one of them is a four-page list of every possible symptom. It's called the symptom index. So knowing how many symptoms you have gives us an idea of the total problem. Number two, we have one called the total life stress, which is even longer. And it gives us an idea of your physical, chemical, emotional, spiritual stress. Number three is the Zoom in the public domain test for depression. So it's a very one-page test that tells us how depressed you are. And finally, we created our own little anxiety test so we get an idea of how much anxiety is dominating your life.
Okay, so... can you tell us about the test for depression? What kinds of questions do you ask, and what does that tell you, specifically for depression?
For each question, there are four possible answers. All the time, part of the time, a good part of the time, some of the time, or never. And so, I sleep through the night. I'm happy. I like to be with other people. I have trouble sleeping. My heart races. It goes through. It's a validated test. It's been around for 50 years or more. And it's, one of the standard tests for clinical depression.
Okay. So when someone says sleep through the night, do you sleep through the night? Never. What does that tell you? Just that one question.
Interestingly, it tells me a lot because people who sleep 6 or less hours per night function at the level of someone who's slightly drunk. There are more automobiles created by people who didn't sleep enough than there are by alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about the question, are you happy? And someone says, some of the time. What does that mean?
Well, if you get 4 points for that. That if it's all the time, and only 2 points if it's some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And get 1 point if it's none of the time. The lowest score you can have on the test is 20, and the highest is 80.
Mm-hmm.
And anything 40 or above is depression.
And so what percentage of the people who take this test score below the midpoint?
Below 40. Mm-hmm. Oh, in our clinic, I would say 30% are below 40.
Wow. Wow. So we're looking at 3 out of 10 people are walking around depressed.
Right? Yes.
Okay. How can they... That seems pretty serious to me. That seems that... what do these people do? Well, they make appointments for each other. They sit behind computers. They make they click whether you're going to get your license renewed or not. They do things that affect your lives. And if they're depressed, I'm wondering if they take that out on the people who are on the other side of the counter. I have a feeling that they might. That's
of course.
That level.
They're at least in the way they do it. It's not terrible. They're at least sloppy.
Well,
A B. They are a C or near D student.
And we've seen the results where lab technicians have just, been so laxed in paying attention that the results are incorrect. So the doctors could be relying on blood tests. The lab technicians could be saying, let me just pick some numbers. And the patient could be mistreated because of some stupid lab technician who's not paying attention. Isn't that true?
You bet.
Huh. I mean, that's worse than spitting on hamburgers. Way worse.
Well,
okay.
For instance, the quality of lab values is very, very, very variable. For instance, there are three companies in America, in the United States, who claim to measure telomeres. I've tested all three of them. They all suck. You're wasting your money and time if you do any company in this country to measure telomeres. The only accurate one is in Vancouver.
Wow. Wow. So what did you do when you found out that the results were inaccurate? Did you take action? Did you challenge them?
No, I just switched to Canada.
Okay. All right.
In 2007.
So, all right. Now, the anxiety test that you give, can you talk a little bit about that? What are some of the questions that you're asking on this?
Everything is on a scale of 0 to 10. So you can judge yourself by, I am anxious all the time. You know, that gives you a possible score. I'm anxious about my health. I have fear of dying. I'm anxious about finances, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I can understand people being afraid of dying. I mean, you know, it's irreversible in most cases, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they may have family members that are dependent on them, and there could be a lot of reasons why people are afraid of dying, not only the unknown, But for what's left behind, I can understand people being concerned about their health, especially if they're, you know, way overweight. And I can understand in today's times where people have anxiety about finances. I mean,
yeah,
who doesn't?
I have health problems. Anxiety interferes with my social life. Interferes with my work. Prevents me from being happy. You know, all kinds of natural things. There are only eight questions altogether.
Which is the heavy hitter of those questions, Dr. Shealy? Dying, health, social life, work. Which one are most people anxious about?
Prevents me from being happy. Insomnia and my overall anxiety level.
Prevents me from being happy. You know, I've talked to some young people, and they say, and this is a quote that I've heard from a number of young people, I deserve to be happy. They think it's something that is being denied from them if they're not happy. And it's not their fault, but they deserve whatever other people have to do to make them happy. And that's nonsense. They have, if they want to be happy, it's incumbent upon them to do what's necessary to become happy. But how do you treat that description? You know, I'm not happy. What can you say?
Well, the time has come. The walrus said, "Get your act together and change."
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what drives the unhappiness, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it all began, I would say, a huge majority of the time in childhood.
Okay.
Something happened, mainly in the first 7 to 10 years of life, that made them feel that their family was not loving, caring, nurturing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would think that in some cases that's absolutely true. I mean, there are orphans. There is abuse in the family. You know, the old man is a drunk, and he, you know, goes out on a bender, and then comes home and beats up the family, the wife, the children, whoever happens to be right, you know, in his path. I understand that, and that's terrible. But the rest of that person's life is damaged because of that. I believe that's what you're saying, or could be. Is that fixable, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's fixable if the person is willing to put any effort whatsoever into it. I cannot do it for them. I can assist them and give them some adjuncts which can help, but I can't do it.
Okay. How much of a person's problem problems would you say relates to marrying a person? Oops, made a mistake with that one. Getting married to another one. Oops, made a mistake with that one. Marrying again. You know, multiple marriages. Is there a correlation in multiple marriages and the test that you give for anxiety, depression, life stress? Okay.
Heavens, yes. If the first one doesn't succeed, your statistics are not very good for the second one, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And each successive marriage, the statistics get worse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, by the third or fourth one, it doesn't look good for the fifth one. Okay.
Yeah.
So total life stress. If a patient did not see you, if a patient went to a Western medicine doctor, what would that doctor do that's different from what you would do?
The main thing they will do is put them on some kind of Valium or related drug.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a guy. Well, let me tell you a story. This I know happened because I was close to this particular story. So there's a man that had a job as a government at a government position where he would do things based on policy, you know, based on the rule book. People would come in, they would need help, and he would determine whether they got help or whatever else they had to do in order to get help. So he was one of these people who would dispense assistance, if you will. He was a government employee.
Right.
And he was depressed. So he went to a typical Western medicine guy, and they prescribed typical Western medicine pills, and he took them. And one day, he drove to the top of a bridge, a very tall bridge, and put his four-way flashers on, put his wallet on the dashboard, and jumped off the bridge. And lived. He's all banged up. I know this guy, or I knew him. And he was treated, put in the hospital, and so much of our family saw him, and, you know, we're hoping that he would recover and everything would be back to normal. I'll tell you what happened next. It's worse. It's worse. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley. NormShuley.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, Norm Shealy. So if you would like to find out more about him, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, to recap, so this man had a government job. He was on Western medicines for depression. He drove to the top of a bridge, put the four-way flashers on, put his wallet on the dashboard, jumped off the bridge, lived, was hospitalized, was rebuilt by the hospital. They discharged him, and a while later, he was having breakfast with his wife, you know, at the kitchen table. They would go to their jobs separately in their separate vehicles, and they would have breakfast together, and then they'd leave at the same time and go off to work separately, and then they'd come home and, you know, at the end of the workday and have dinner with the children. Well, what happened is he said he was going to leave a little later that day. He was just going to do a couple things and then leave. And so she went off to work, and she didn't think it was right. Something bothered her, so she turned around and went home before she, you know, arrived at work and looked for him and couldn't find him. And there he was, swinging from a rope in the basement. Now, if he had, that was 40 years ago, 40. So had I known you, I would have called you and asked about bliss. And I think that's what Robert in Kansas wants to talk about. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, thanks for taking my call. I was going to say, if you wanted someone to go on that cruise with you, I bet Rich Heben would go.
first, You ought to see the image of the advertisement for this gay cruise. It's all these guys that are really proud. I mean, I guess little things are big to little people, but these guys are really proud wearing these little thimbles on G-strings, and they're up prancing around and hugging each other and licking each other, and gosh, it's disgusting.
Well, send it to Rich and see what he thinks.
Rich,
I'll go, and I will not go. I consider cruises the greatest waste of time, energy, and money in the world.
Since you mentioned that, let me just share one thing about recycling. So you change your own oil, and you put it in that bucket, and you bring it to the auto parts store or wherever you bought the oil, and you go, here, I'd like to recycle this. And they go, oh, sure, no problem. Just dump it in that tank over there. And then what happens to that oil? Well, it gets sold to ocean-going ships like cruise liners. And what do? They just burn it. So if you think that it's being recycled so that, you know, it's being filtered and it's being reused as lubricant, no, it's not. It's being used as fuel, burned as is, and it goes right up the smokestack. So if you're wondering about that recycled oil, that's what I have learned. So, yes, when you talk about pollution, waste of energy, there you have it, Dr. Shealy, no question about it. Robert?
Vincent, I had a question for Dr. Shealy. If you were, let's say, to be dropped on a deserted island somewhere and you had your basic needs met, and you could only bring with you one single essential oil, let's say a lifetime supply, what oil would that be?
I think I would bring Airbus, because being alone, I would need lots of oxytocin because I don't have the usual source for oxytocin, which is friendship.
Okay, Air Bliss is not a single oil, though. Is there a single oil that's your favorite?
Well, it would be rose. Rose?
Rose?
Oil. Rose, oh. R-O-S-E.
Because okay, I don't even have rose.
Well, rose repels imperil. Rose is an antidote to negativity.
Wow, okay. Well,
Dr. Shealy,
I don't know much about him.
Is that why my mom has always planted roses at all of her houses? Rose gardens.
Yeah. Roses are the antidote to negativity.
Wow.
According to Torquem Sera Derion, one of the great gurus of the last century.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have them in the house. We have roses, paintings of roses that she's painted. It was really important to my mom, and I never knew why until Robert in Kansas asked the question that you answered. Robert,
well,
please continue.
I've used rose oil since 1974.
Robert?
Yeah, Vince, that's great. I don't know anything about the rose oil. I will definitely look into it. And coming from Dr. Shealy, you know, obviously you want to check it out. So yeah, that's great. I like a frankincense, but I'm a novice when it comes to, you know, this sort of thing. As an alternative to some of the pharmaceuticals coming out, right? I mean, anything that's going to be a natural, you know, base that's going to be of God, like, let's say, instead of man, is going to be much better for you, I think.
Well,
I would take fresh air over a pharmaceutical.
And I agree with Dr. Shealy. I've tried all of his essential oils, and so has Mrs. Finelli and the family. And the first choice that I would bring on that island is Air Bliss.
I've tried Air Bliss, Vincent. It is a great product. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Robert, thanks so much for calling. You ought to call in sooner, you know, before the last, you know, 4 minutes of the broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. I'll call you sooner. All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.